Gardaí and Cork were called to the Ashbrook estate in Toker yesterday after residents and local protesters prevented Irish Water contractors installing water meters there. Irish Water says they stopped their work due to health and safety concerns and they'll return to the area today to resume that work. Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent is in Toker this morning and is on the line. Ralph, what's the latest?
Well, the standoff is continuing, Sean. As I'm talking to you, on my left-hand side, we have about six protesters who are blocking the main entrance into Ashbrook Heights Estate in Lahinamore. Directly across the road, we have a van with a trailer and a mini digger and a number of contractors with Irish Water milling around. And there's no movement. Now, about 45 minutes ago, we had Gardaí called to the estate and they informed the protesters that if they continued to block the roadway and if they ignored Garda instructions, they ran the risk of arrest. The protesters acknowledged it. They said they understood, but they were continuing with their protest and the Gardaí left at that point. But there's been no attempt by the Irish Water contractors to resume their work.
What happened yesterday?
Essentially, it goes back about a week. And the estate became aware a week ago that contractors were going to install meters under contract with Irish Water. And apparently the contractors didn't come on the days that the local residents had expected them. When they arrived yesterday, they began installing the meters. There was a furious reaction from local householders and some householders protested and they were joined by members of the anti-water charges campaign. Now, at that stage, there was a significant crowd gathered. You're talking about probably 100 people, including significant numbers of women and children. And on health and safety grounds, the contractors ceased work because obviously the use of a mini digger with that many youngsters running around the place, it was deemed to be a risky contract, so they basically pulled back. Now they're parked directly across the road today. The workers are still here, they're in their high visibility jackets, they're watching the estate, but there's been no attempt to resume the work since then.
And stay with us if you can, Ralph, because I'm joined by one of the protesters, John Lonergan. John, are you a local person there? And tell me about your protest and the reasons behind it.
Hello, my name is John Lonergan. I'm from the Ballyfihan, Ballyfihan Sub Parish Says No campaign. And I'm living in Ballyfihan. And it was a resident from up here that actually rang us and asked us could we come up and help them and support them in their non-installation of water meters. And that's why we're here.
So are you basically mounting something approaching a blockade?
Well, what we're doing is we're standing at the entrance to the road, right, and we're stopping them installing the meters from the advice of the residents that are here.
So you're you're not from the area yourself. You're from a neighbouring area.
I'm from a neighbouring area. Yes.
Right. Are you involved in this politically from the point of view of any political party?
No. We've been totally non-political since we broke away from the Household and Water Charges campaign because of the imposition that the Socialist Party put on us. So we're just an ordinary bunch of people who are sick to death of what this government are trying to impose on people.
And
it's just totally wrong.
What contact have you had this morning? Have you been talking to the guards or listening to them?
I was spoken to by the sergeant and a garda about 3/4 an hour ago. And they told us we cannot stop anybody from going in. And I said, 1 minute, the residents here are the people that are stopping them. We're only joining in with them. And he said, you cannot stop them. If you do, you will be arrested. You understand that? And I said, I do, of course, understand that.
And
we are quite willing to be arrested.
But
I also pointed out to the sergeant that, does he know about the SI 27 from 1995, the Unfair Term and Consumer Contracts Regulation, which states that there has to be a consent between the consumer and the supplier. And what Irish Water are doing is they're installing meters without the consent of people, which is, by law, it's all statutory.
So
right.
You're saying Irish Water are effectively operating outside the law?
Well, this is what I asked the guard today, this morning. Can he understand this statutory instrument, the regulation from 1995? And he said he did. And I said, well, you should be here supporting the people, not public enterprises or anything else.
How many people are there right now as you're speaking to me, John?
As I'm speaking to you, there's about 8 of us protesting and there's about 20 of the residents that are all sitting down having a cup of tea. They're actually just knocking at my car here to offer me a cup of tea. in biscuits.
Okay, I'll let you wait to have that and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Back to Ralph Regal. Ralph, do you expect that Irish Water are going to fairly soon attempt to resume their work?
Well, I would think that the danger here is that if there's a precedent set in terms of not installing meters because of protests, I think they run the risk that you're going to have protests like this in every estate where there's an attempt to install meters. Now, at the moment, the contractors are in place. They look as if they're ready to start work within a moment's notice, but there's been no attempt to get past the residents. Now, the residents and the protesters are allowing, you know, ordinary passenger vehicles through the protests at the start of the estate, but they've said that they will block any attempt to move machinery in. And in fact, one of the protesters earlier on was actually sitting inside one of the excavated holes in the estate where the meters are planned to be installed.
And what about the Gardaí at this stage? Where are they?
They're not here, Sean. They came first thing this morning. There was a Garda van, there was an inspector and a sergeant, and they quite emphatically informed the protesters that they do not have the right to block entrance to the estate. And they asked, did they understand the Garda instructions, at which point several of the protesters said they did. And a couple of them actually informed the guards that they were prepared to be arrested. Now, the Gardaí left at that stage, so we're presuming that if there is an attempt to resume the works later today, that'll happen when the Gardaí come back.
OK, Ralph, thanks for that. Ralph Regal, and with him, John Lonergan of those protesters in Cork, in the Tokar area. We'll be back with more on the programme after this break, including a poetic tribute in the National Concert Hall to the late Seamus Heaney.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.